This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. They have hit oil companies and meat processing plants, hospitals, even ferry companies, too. Ransomware attacks are kind of everywhere, and companies are paying millions of dollars to set their data free. One option for those companies could be to buy cybersecurity insurance, but given how frequently those attacks seem to be coming and how high the ransom demands seem to be getting, you suppose the pockets of insurance companies are deep enough? Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
As the number of ransomware attacks goes up, so does the number of companies buying insurance for protection. A new government report looked at the client list of a major insurance broker and found that the number of companies buying cyber insurance grew from 1 out of 4 to 1 out of 2 over 4 years. Insurance gives companies that get hacked access to money for ransoms, says ransom negotiator Tony Cook at GuidePoint Security.
If you do have insurance, you can look at the policy and see, you know, what they're going to pay up to. That helps you go to the table with a little bit of knowledge of what you can work with.
Thing is, there are so many attacks these days. So for insurance companies, the risk is like covering a bunch of teenagers with sports cars.
Now with ransomware and some of these other attacks, it's almost like, you know, you just handed everybody the keys to a Ferrari on the Autobahn and said, good luck.
What's driving this, as it were, is how lucrative cybercrime is. A hacker lures an unsuspecting worker to click on a link, locks up everything on the company network, then demands money in exchange for the key. Josephine Wolf teaches cybersecurity at Tufts University.
The more people pay ransoms, then the more people will conduct ransomware. As more of these attacks get launched, and we think maybe about half of the victims pay ransoms, there are more people interested in getting into this type of crime.
Especially when there are very public events.
Good evening and welcome to BBC News. Companies across the world are reporting they've been hit by a major ransomware cyber attack with British.
You may have heard of the NotPetya hacks 4 years ago. They crippled the drug company Merck and the company that makes Cadbury chocolates, plus FedEx and the shipping giant Maersk. Total estimated cost, $10 billion.
It's one of these incidents that spurs so many claims that insurers start feeling like we're not going to be able to cover all of these. There were too many people affected. It was too expensive. We need to not be on the hook for all of this.
By one Wall Street estimate, for every dollar an insurance company made in cyber premiums, it paid out 47 cents in claims. That was 2 years ago. Last year, that jumped to 73 cents. And the industry responded, says Philip Edmondson, founder and CEO of Corvus Insurance.
There are corresponding moves to raise prices, to non-renew accounts that are considered too risky, to scale back on certain terms of coverage.
The average cyber policy costs about $1,500 a year, according to an industry study. Insurers price their products based on risk, and they have loads of historical data to use, like how much car crashes have cost in the past, or windstorms.
But in this case, that's not so helpful because the threats are increasing and the severity of the threats are growing, and we don't have a good sense of where that ends.
Think about it. What if a hack took down Google? Verizon, the power grid. One analyst told us it's like trying to prepare for weather we have never seen. John Bateman is a cybersecurity fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
There really still is not enough money in the marketplace, not enough capital to ensure the amount of cyber risk that truly exists.
In the case of a super hack, the government would likely have to step in.
If there were a devastating cyber event on the scale of a hurricane, we would probably have to ask for Congress to pass some kind of emergency appropriations, the same way that they do after Hurricane Katrina.
Given this risk that's bigger than even the insurance industry can handle, experts say things have to change. The government may have to ban ransom payments to deter the bad guys, or force companies paying ransoms to report it so there's data. But Bateman says reforms are moving slowly because there's not enough urgency. He says nothing is exploding yet. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.